Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 2, we were taught that the fact that God gave the local church teachers does not relieve us from the responsibility to read and study the Word of God. Let's pick up there today. If you say that you're saved, but you lack the Holy Spirit, then you're not saved, because Romans 8:9 clearly says, if you have not the Spirit of Christ, you're none of His. And the Holy Spirit is of Christ. He came to testify of Christ. He came not to exalt Himself, but to testify of Christ in the words that He spoke. So you need to learn that if the Bible says that, the Bible's right. And so that's where you were anointed. You were baptized in the Spirit of God the very moment that you were saved, baptized into the body of Christ by the Spirit of God. Now, He abideth in you, John chapter 14. Jesus spoke of He, the Father, and Spirit coming and abiding in you, taking up residence. And that's what it means. When it says abideth, it means to come into you and take up permanent residence. The moment you were saved, the Spirit of God entered and took up permanent residence. He abideth. Now, unfortunately, too many quench the Holy Spirit, and He's not allowed to have free course. You see, the fullness of the Holy Spirit is not how much of the Holy Spirit you have, because you got all the Holy Spirit when you got saved. The fullness of the Holy Spirit, or the Holy Ghost, as we might also, the Bible uses both terms. But the fullness of the Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost is not how much of Him you have Him, all of Him, but rather how much of you does He have. So don't grieve the Holy Spirit, and don't, my friend, don't quench Him. And so, that's what He says here. Now, on the other hand, don't misunderstand, ye need not any man teach you, as He says here in verse 27. God gave the local church, according to Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 11, teachers. But that does not relieve us of the responsibility to read, study, and meditate on His word. Sometimes one listens to the word taught by a Spirit-filled man, and the Holy Spirit of God uses that because it's God's word. And you learn much more, and you will even begin to understand things that He didn't even cover in that teaching, because you listened and it opened other avenues by the Holy Ghost of God. Now, the Holy Ghost opens the understanding, not the messenger. I try to teach this the best I can, but my friend, I fail. It's the Holy Ghost that must teach it to you. In Acts chapter 17, verse 11 says, these were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with readiness of mind, with all readiness of mind, he says, and searched the scriptures daily, whether those things were so. So ultimately, the Holy Spirit must convince you of the truth that is coming from the speaker's lips. That's why it's highly important the speaker preaches and teaches the Word of God. If you read Acts chapter 15, they had a big problem there. False doctrine was brought in by the Judaizers, trying to say we have to be circumcised and keep the law in order to be saved. And after that was put down, they're back in Antioch. It says that Paul and Barnabas continued to teach and preach right there in Antioch. And you know, Even after a great victory, you don't stop teaching and preaching the word. You continue to teach, you continue to preach. That is God's way. Now, this then calls upon you, as well as myself, to get to both know the Lord and know his word so well that you'll know his voice in your heart every time that he speaks to you, and his voice will be as familiar to your heart as the voice of your spouse is to your ear. And then you'll find that your spirit bears witness with the one who speaks the truth, because you have that inner man, that inner voice that you've come to know and understand. And if it's the Spirit of God, it will never, 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 never contradict the Word of God. And then, as you get to know the Lord all the better, you'll learn to have fellowship. It's 1 John chapter 1. Remember that, back in 1 John chapter 1, verses 3 and 4. That which we have heard and declared to you, that you may also have fellowship, that is partnership with us. And truly our partnership or fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write we unto you, that your joy may be full. So they write this, that your joy may be full. But again, that comes back to having fellowship with God and fellowship with those who walk according to the word and those who teach right. You're in a partnership with them. Now, be careful of not growing in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because without that, you will not have the victory that is there for us in Jesus Christ. Without that, you'll be ashamed at his appearing. So don't be as those in Hebrews chapter 5 that were so easily deceived at a time when they should have been teachers and leaders. Instead, they had been deceived. In verses 11 through 14 of Hebrews chapter 5, we read this: of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. You ever hear people call preachers, especially those that teach? Well, they're just dull. This turns it around. If it's the word of God and you don't like it because it's not entertaining you, you're the one that's dull. And so he's saying that are dull of hearing. When for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that useth milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. I want to be able to discern when somebody's teaching me wrong, but I also want to discern when somebody's teaching me right. And that comes from walking with God and obeying God. Okay, I've got to obey God. And so when you look at that, as a matter of fact, I would encourage you, I did a complete study in the book of Hebrews, and chapter 5 is in that study, verse by verse through the entire book. If you go to our website let me just recommend the sermon audio website that we have, put in your web, and you might want to write this down if you have pencil and paper right now, www.sermonaudio.com/ if you want to call it. It's that line that leans to the right, okay? It's right under the question mark on your keyboard. But after .com, you put /CENTRALBAP P-I-S-T. Now, there's no breaks in that. But that'll take you right straight to our page that we have on Sermon Audio. Over 4,000 sermons have been preached here or on that site. And if you just scroll down in the middle of the homepage here, you'll see sermons by Bible, sermons by series, etc. And just click on that sermons by Bible and just go to the book of Hebrews and click on it. And it'll have every sermon I preached from the book of Hebrews, both what we taught on radio as well as those that I may have preached in the church. And so you can just, once you get there, you can type in chapter 5 there near the top, and it'll take you right there, and you can go to the verses that you want to look at. And so if we preached and taught on it, you can do that at our website, and I'd encourage you to do so. Now, that's a little bit of a break here from what we're studying. Again, we're looking at keys to spiritual victory, and so one has recognized the adversary, and now we're looking at knowing the reality of your anointing. Knowing the reality of your anointing. So that's where we are. So as you walk in the word, that is living in obedience to it and praying daily to God as a result of what you read and asking him to help you to understand it and to obey it, then you'll begin to grow and mature in Christ and know his leading in you so that you don't just exist on the milk of God's word, but you actually get to the point where you live by the meat of the word of God. And so let me encourage you in that. So begin to grow in him. Now, back in verse 20, remember there? It said there, but ye have an unction from the Holy One. And you know all things. You say, why do you emphasize the word unction? Because here in verse 27, the same Greek word that was translated unction in verse 20 is here translated anointing. And it's translated that because the grammatical structure and arrangement of the Greek calls for it to be translated anointing in this verse, whereas it in verse 20 is translated unction. Now, as he reveals truth to you, he will also assure your heart by faith. So get to know his word and trust it. Trust is so important. You know, a man can love his wife, a wife can love her husband, and yet not trust them. Well, God, we can love and trust. Hopefully, we'll get to a point where he can love, where he already loves us, but he can trust us too. Now, you can't grow trust in the Lord if you're not in his word and meditating on it and in prayer. You just won't grow. See, the reality is that you were anointed when you got saved with the very Holy Spirit of God.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation.